What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the final time around the merry-go-round for Stirred Spirits Season 1.
Wow, way
one.
To plug merry-go-round. May
to plug merry-go-round magazine. Follow us on all the socials at MGR Magazine. I'm your host, Thomas Saradarian. What was the intro from last week? 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in a banana peel, gun in the mouth, knife at the throat. Hadley Dion, how the hell are you?
I'm Hadley Dion.
And how are you? Okay, and we have yet another guest here joining us for our final time around the merry-go-round magazine at MGR Magazine and all the socials. Who are you?
I'm Allie Parison.
Lovely. What brings you here this fine evening?
Spooky stories?
Spooky stories.
And alcohol. Is there a question mark?
And alcohol.
You are toned down the energy.
Toned down the energy? It's too much?
Hell yeah, are like, we're here. We're up here.
I'm feeling like you should leave.
Okay. So you want to handle this hosting episode.
I mean, it's the 13th episode. It's time for shit to come out, right?
That
like,
is true.
I just feel like I've always been the better host, right?
You know.
The more focused host.
Many people... No, nobody's ever said really anything nice about me as a host on this. They, I like to think that I bring a certain core of energy, try to get the people going.
I feel...
This is therapy hour on Stirred Spirits.
I know, I'm like, should I ask some questions?
I think, do you want to be the host?
I feel like we need to do couples therapy,
yes,
even though we're not a couple.
I think it might be good for both of
yeah.
you.
All right, would you like to ask us any questions about the issues we're facing?
I'm just like, where do they spur from? I know your relationship with your mom is really good. So
thank you.
I feel like I don't need to ask about that.
So Thomas and I have known each other since freshman year of college.
Wow.
And the first time that I ever encountered Thomas Saradarian... was the first week of school, and we were at a Dodge orientation thing, and we were in a theater.
I'm very worried as to where this is
going. I know,
going.
I'm like, I want to hear how you think you met, yeah, and I want to hear your
version of it. Oh, we didn't meet here. This is just an encounter.
Oh no.
We were in the Foligno Theater, and the people up front were, like, talking about Dodge, whatever, and someone from the back of the room yells something, and I don't remember... No. He raised his hand and asked a question. And I don't remember what the question was, but I remember turning to my friends who I was with and going, who the fuck is that asshole? And we all were like, who is he? Jesus Christ.
Your
that guy,
hand.
That guy's fucking... No, listen. We were like, that guy's fucking rude.
Is this real? I have no recollection.
It's 100% real. So then we leave and I like spotted you in the crowd and I was like, that's the asshole. So I don't remember what you said.
I don't remember what I
and
said
then,
either.
And then, so before Chapman, I had like spoken to like Anna on the Facebook group a little bit.
Do people know who Anna is?
No, she's actually very upset that we've never brought her up. So let's all take a moment to recognize
Anna.
My beautiful wife, Anna. My darling, beloved, dearly betrothed.
She's amazing.
Annalise, she's a, like literally a beautiful, wonderful human being. And I met her and I was like, wow, you're everything I wanted you to be. And then she was like, and here's my boyfriend, Thomas. And I was like, it's the asshole.
It's the asshole.
It's just like, the fact that you don't remember what you said is almost alarming because it's like, how many things have you, you know? I don't know.
So that's where my problem
started.
You
know what? Okay.
And somehow I would have never, if someone in that moment had been like, you're going to have a podcast with that guy, I would have been like,
you
would
have punched them in the mouth. You know what I'm vaguely recalling? Was it a presentation about like things to do on set? And did I ask a question about like crafty? Because this is like somewhere in the deep recesses
of my memory.
No,
you asked a very, it was just like rude and like,
how rude could it have
like,
been?
It was like snobby. It was just like, these people don't know what they're doing. And I was like, who is this asshole?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't really either, but I just know it was you.
What, do you know who
it was? It was snobby and not snarky. I was hoping it was like a snarky comment.
Oh, I mean, maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. That makes it better.
I just wanted... I
Who would remember? Now I'm, like, curious.
I was just thinking about that the other day, and I was like, I should bring this up on the pod.
People need to know the truth.
But you know what? As I learned... As I got to know Thomas better through the years, I didn't like him. And
oh, my God. That is so not where I thought it was going.
And then one day, something changed, and I was like, you know what? He's not bad. And then I remember, I think senior year, saying to him, I used to hate you, but now I feel... neutral.
Now, how did that make you feel about her? Did you like the honesty? Or did you know she didn't like
Well, you? What I remember...
Trained therapist.
What I remember at this party senior year is that I was like, yeah, I used to think you sucked too. And then her boyfriend was like, hey, buddy, back off.
Wait, no fucking way.
Yes. This was at Anna's house. It was by her couch. I distinctly remember.
No, wait, someone said that? Yeah. My boyfriend said that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Like, yeah.
Protective.
So that was how I remember it.
He was such a shy boy. I'm shocked.
I don't think he ever liked me, which is fair.
Does he listen? I'm sure he'll love this.
Oh, we don't talk.
That's good. I don't remember meeting you. I don't remember you hating me. That was a surprise. I remember one time you made like a sad tweet and I said, hey, it's okay. And then you said pretty much like, I don't want you to be my therapist. And I was like,
I don't think this happened because I didn't tweet until after college.
It might not have been Twitter then. It might have been Facebook. But I remember like I sent you like
We could go back.
I was very sad on Instagram. I'm guessing that was...
I was very sad on Instagram.
Oh, I was the saddest.
How do you have a sad Instagram? I feel like it's hard to like.
It would be like photos of my feet, and it would be like depression part two.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Wow.
Why did you know? I'm gonna dig deep on your Instagram.
Oh, it's gone. She deleted it.
She's off the socials. She only brought the back Facebook the for this for the podcast. Anyway, that's me and Hadley's therapy hour. Do you have anything you'd like to get off?
Wait, how do you feel about me?
Yeah, oh, no, I think you're fine.
Did you ever at any point were you like, I don't like
No, I had no idea that she hated me until she told me while at a party while very drunk.
And I was like, but I told you that I didn't hate you anymore.
Hadley's great, this has been a lovely time
doing
this podcast.
Yeah, we actually have fun now.
Yeah, and I wish that I
hadn't judged him so quickly. I'll say that much.
I wish that I had been less of an asshole so Hadley wouldn't have had to judge me.
I feel like this is really good stuff for your finale because it's like, Thank you. At all the shit you've dealt
with. Yeah, look, we've been through the ringer.
They're hugging.
Yeah.
They're not.
No.
I don't remember ever.
Okay, Stirred Spirits listeners, it's time for a ghost story.
What are we listening to? What are we drinking?
What are we drinking?
We're drinking mezcal margaritas. They're really good.
They are surprisingly good. I was very frightened because I don't like smoky flavor. It's not necessarily a thing I'm looking for in my beverages.
It's a distinct kind of, it's like, you know, like some whiskey feels like it's like a tire that's been lit on fire, but this is like for somebody who just likes a tiny bit of smoke, you know?
Should we mention the best part is I mentioned to my mom what we were drinking tonight, and we got a weird knock on the door, and Allie was like, who is that? And I opened the door, and my mom was there with a little cup going, can I have some?
Please.
It's like a British orphan asking for soup.
And she came in for like an hour.
Yeah. It did blast.
It was a great time.
Oh my God, it's almost 9 p.m. We were supposed to start at 7:30.
We're having a great time.
But what is, why mezcal? Why?
Well, I feel like mezcal, I like whiskey, but I get really hungover when I drink whiskey. And I like tequila, but I like something that's like, has a little bit of a smoky flavor. So I feel like it's like the classy version of that. But I do want to say, I told Thomas that I wanted to drink mezcal. I didn't tell him anything else. And he did think that I just wanted us to drink shots. Like,
and we did
mezcal.
Do a mezcal we shot, it and it was awful. I wouldn't recommend that to my worst enemy.
It was so bad.
Hadley refrained wisely.
I was like, you know what? I'm wiser.
Nah, not this
so
one.
Smart. I should have followed your lead.
I know. Everyone should.
Hadley, you're so confident and self-assured today.
It's the antidepressants.
All right. Shout outs to medication. Shout outs to antidepressants. Ghosts. Tell me about them.
Okay, so my really big ghost story happened when I was in middle school because growing up, like, my best friend, they lived in their house for a while, but it all sort of began when her mom started to hear this, like, footsteps up the stairs of her house. And it was kind of, like, a cute thing. Like, she was, like, we'd spend the night, and there were three kids who lived in the house. There was Taylor, who was my best friend, her older brother, who was, like, 3 years older than us, and her little sister, who was, like, 3 years younger. And she'd be like, who got up in the middle of the night and was going up and down the stairs? And everyone was like, no one. Like, nobody did that. And so for a while, it was like, oh, it's the ghost in the house. And her mom just sort of thought she was hearing things.
Joking, whimsy.
Yeah, it was like a cute,
whimsy.
Yeah.
No, this isn't an animal ghost, so I don't have time for it. Only animal ghosts are whimsical. like, if there was like a fat child ghost, that would also be kind of whimsical.
What?
Because like,
Because he's like,
yeah,
he has a heavy footstep.
Yeah. It's kind of cute, and he like gets stuck in like doors and like.
That feels like a Taika Waititi movie.
It does, right? That really does. Shit.
Wow,
yeah.
That was spot on.
What a culture guest we have today.
Hello, thank you. I did go to film school.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, so it sort of started like that, and I was always over at her house. And so it was kind of one of those things. Her Taylor's room where we would sleep was right next door to like where the stairs were. So I would hear it too. And I didn't live there. So I always thought it was somebody like her dad or her mom, somebody going up and down the stairs. And her mom started to like get up and go look. And she would stand there and she would still hear it.
Ooh.
Which is super spooky, right? So, and it started off, again, like, just being something that would happen every once in a while. It wasn't, like, aggressive, and then it would sort of, like, walk down the hallway, and then it would just stop. So, then it sort of started to get worse as time went on. And they had lived in the house, so we don't really know, I don't know the history of the house.
I was just about to ask you. It's funny.
Yeah, it's, like, a weird thing. I mean, I lived in a small suburb of Dallas, and there isn't a whole lot that goes on there. It doesn't feel like something happened in the house, and if it had, it feels like a small enough community to where you would have heard about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been like, oh, this woman died here. Mm-hmm. So nothing happened in the house that was like something that we would have heard about. And they had lived there for a few years, so it was kind of this thing. It was like, oh, well, this is a new thing that's happening in our house. And again, it was kind of like a whimsy thing. Like, I would go to school and talk about, like, the ghost at Taylor's house.
She like, fuck you, Al.
No, we would both go around, and it was like, oh, yeah, the ghost. And you would stand there, and you would hear the footsteps. Mm. And it wouldn't be, like, going up the stairs. It would be going up the stairs and going down the stairs and going up the stairs and going down the stairs, and it would just stop. And it was, like, one of those things, too, where it's strange because, like, when I look back on it and I think about it, as a kid, it seems so normal to me because it was kind of being presented as something that was normal. But when I look back on everything that happened in the house, like, it really scares the shit out of me. So that stuff sort of happened. And then it would be, like, you would go to the bathroom and you would wash your hands because, I mean, hygiene.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you would turn the faucet off. And then when you were leaving, like, you would hear the faucet back on. Ooh. And it was, like, always such a weird thing because I even remember being, like, young and being like, but I turn it off. And then going back and, like, turning it off. Mm-hmm. And then leaving and hearing it again and, like, going back and turning it off. And it would happen to her mom when she was, like, washing dishes or, like, making dinner. The same thing would happen. Or Like
with the sink specifically.
The sinks, like, specifically. Sinks and cabinets. Like, the cabinets in her kitchen would be open, and her mom would be like, I didn't use anything from that cabinet, so why is it open? Mm. And so everything sort of just started to, like, keep escalating in a way. Like, lights would flicker and things would happen. And again, it was always kind of like, oh, the ghost in the house. Mm-hmm. But it started to sort of get more aggressive, I feel like, the more that everyone sort of talked about it and, like, created this, like, whimsy thing.
The ghost
where it
loves
would be like,
the show. It's like the people yes. want me. Here I am.
Hello.
Hello.
So what ended up happening was the first thing that got really scary, and I think the first time that, like, we sort of realized, like, what was happening in her house was evil, which feels like such a crazy thing to say, but, like, it was not a good presence. And, like, the intention of this thing, especially as time went on, and whatever ended up perturbing it or whatever its goal was, it was, like, to harm what was people in the house.
Okay.
So,
great.
So, buckle up. So, essentially, the first thing that happened that it was, like, all of that stuff was still going on, and no one in her house had ever sleepwalked. And her brother specifically was like the first person to be like a sleepwalker. Mm-hmm. And it was always like her mom sort of finding these things. Like it always felt like her mom was like the person who believed in it the most. Mm-hmm. And so there was a point where like her brother would get up and he'd walk and she'd find him downstairs, always downstairs. He'd gone down the stairs and then he would be super close to the wall, like with an inch apart, and he'd just be like swaying.
Ooh.
And it really...
It's like some Blair Witch shit.
It is. Yeah. It all feels like... Yeah. And she... It was so frightening to her, obviously, because it's her kid, and she'd try and wake him up, and he wasn't generally like a very heavy sleeper. Mm. So she'd try and wake him up, and it was very difficult to get him awake. And when he would wake up, he would just be so disoriented. He, of course, like didn't have any idea where he was. And it just kept happening. And then at one point when it got really scary, he said that he would wake up and he would remember that, like, there was a man. Like, he didn't remember anything, but he remembered a man.
Okay.
And
did he describe the man at all?
No, he said it was, like, more like the silhouette of a man than anything else, or that's what he would remember.
Right.
And her dad was, like, never on board with the fact that there was, like, something in the house mm-hmm. until later. So he was like, okay, like, something's going on. Like, he's stressed out about school. Like, something's up. He's just starting to do this thing. And her mom and all of us would be like, what about the footsteps? What about this? And he would kind of be like, well, like, those are just house noises. And it's like, it's not just house noises. Yeah. Like, it's consistent. These things are happening.
You just charge it up the stairs all the live long day.
Yeah. And so... The day that really started, like, again, being spooky was, like, of course he was doing that, but she found him on the couch one time, just, like, swaying. And,
like, standing on
the couch? Like, standing on the couch and swaying. Yeah. And at the time that she went down to get him, she just was, like, hearing the footsteps going back and forth and back and, like, up and down and up and down.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ooh, it's...
Okay, wait. But so did she have to walk down the stairs to get him? So it's like
she did. But there were two sets of stairs in their house. And there was always, like, a very specific rule in their house that, like, if you heard... the footsteps, like, you wouldn't go down those stairs.
Ooh,
you would
no
go down
like,
the other stairs.
Whoa, what if the son, like, tried to, like fight that, and he went down the stairs when the footsteps came up, and that's why he got possessed?
I don't know.
Dang, maybe I wasn't there when he was sleepwalking.
It literally became a rule in that house, like, this seems dangerous, don't go down when you hear the footsteps.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, this seems dangerous. I just think that, like, when I look back on it, it's, like, it is one of those things where it's, like, she's the adult in the house, right? And all the kids are kind of spooked, but also are like, oh, there's a ghost, you know? And she's like, okay, these are the rules so that nothing happens, or, like, if I'm not watching you, like, don't go down the stairs when that's happening. Because I'm sure that freaked her the fuck out, you know? So looking back on all of it too, like, I understand her logic for telling us certain things. Because I always thought her mom was always, like, really scared and would always want to be sort of, like, around us when this stuff was going on. Because I think she was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was the rule of, like, don't go down those stairs. You would go down the other stairs. And I have no idea, like, when you're sleepwalking. Like, I don't think you have a whole lot of control of what you're doing. So after her brother started sleepwalking, then her little sister started sleepwalking. And her little sister was always, like, of course, more attuned to it, which sounds like a typical horror movie. But she always was. Like,
how old was she?
She was, like, we were in middle school, so we were probably in, like, fifth or sixth grade. And she was in, like, second grade.
Okay. Yeah.
She was, like, significantly younger than us. And she was really little and sweet and, like, a little bit quiet. And so when she started sleepwalking, the same thing would always happen in that she would go downstairs and be heading towards the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, her mom would hear her, or, like, her dad, like, someone would wake up and usually hear it. And they'd be like, hey, like, what are you doing? And every time she woke up, she'd say that she was following the man.
Oh,
it's so creepy. So, and again, like, she was not super afraid of the man. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, she was following the man. The man was taking her to go who knows where. And she never made it out the front door. It was always, like, I think by that point, her mom was so, like, aware and spooked and freaked out that she was, like, really attuned to, like, anything that was happening. And it was the kind of house where it's like, if you were going down the stairs, if you were moving in the hallway, you could hear it. So after that started happening and they were like, no, like, you're not doing that, the weird thing that would happen is that, like, random doors would start closing. And, like, when one door does that, it's obviously really spooky and it's weird. And so that would happen, like, we'd be sitting downstairs and all of a sudden you'd just hear, like, and it would be, you'd go upstairs and, like, one of the doors would be closed. And we were all like, why is that door? Like, how did that happen? And everyone being in the same space, you knew it wasn't somebody else. And her dad had, like, created this whole thing of, like, well, we live on a hill. And they don't live on a hill at all.
Like, dead ass, just, like, was like, gravel pit.
We live on a hill. Yeah, they, like, for sure, it is a flat, barren landscape, you guys.
So, the rolling hills of suburban Texas.
Yes, exactly. It was like, yes. So her mom would get so mad because we'd be like, you don't live on a hill. And then her mom actually ended up going next door and being like,
do we live on a hill? And they're like,
she was like, do your doors close? And their neighbors were like, no, we don't live on a hill. So we don't do that. So then things started to get really aggressive, and, like, instead of just, like, a, you know, like, a slow walk up the stairs, it would be, like, a running up and down and up and down, and it was so scary because it was, like, a heavy, heavy, like, footprint on the stairs going up and down and up and down and up and down, and then it would just stop. And then, like, when it would stop, it would be, like, where is it? Like, what is happening? Like, where is this thing? And one of the scariest things that I can ever remember feeling, like, just when you feel like something bad in her house, like, you would suddenly get this energy, also feeling very cold. Yeah. And, like, everyone would kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think the scariest thing to this day that probably has ever happened to me and, like, really gives me the creeps when I think about it, is that there was a point in her house where all of the doors would close at once. And it would be, like, the loudest kind of, like,
and every single door
you go
specifically
upstairs, because that's where all of the rooms with doors were. And I just, like, distinctly in my mind remember going to, like, her sister and her shared, like, a Jack and Jill kind of bathroom, and the doors, both of their doors were closed leading into the bathroom, and then the door that goes to, like, the toilet was also closed. And so for some reason that to me was just scariest thing, because it's like, how and why and what. So it was getting significantly worse.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, her mom was to the point where she was like, I don't want to be in this house. Like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what is making this thing get worse and get angrier. And, like, why is this happening? And then her sister started to have really bad, like, night terrors. And she would start waking up with, like, bruises and scratches.
Wait, the little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so she lived next to where Taylor's room is. So, like, we would be spending the night, and sometimes you would just wake up and she would be screaming.
Mm.
But she would wake up screaming, and they would go into her room, and for a long time they would find, like, scratches and bruises.
Get out of this house.
Yes.
Well, and her mom was just like, what? Like, why? Like, why is it targeting? Especially because it targeted her little sister.
Yeah.
And so for her, and the justification that her dad gave was like, she's doing it in
her sleep. It's a hill. I don't know what the hill. She's rolling down the hill.
She falls off the bed. Yes.
I love your music cues tonight.
I know. That was great.
Thank you. I try.
One more time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But we worked through our issues, and I really appreciate Thomas now.
This is a really beautiful vibe we have going here.
Yeah. it's good to be alive.
So she would wake up with, like, now I feel bad. I'm like, so she'd wake up with scratches and bruises.
Poor girl.
She's
probably got trauma.
Lots of trauma.
Also, like, for the longest time, with, like, weird shit was going on, she was the youngest, so everyone would just blame it on her. They'd be like, Lauren, you left the sink on. Or it'd be like, Lauren.
She's like,
covered in wounds. Please, no.
I'm being haunted.
Like, literally, for the longest time, before anyone knew what was going on, I'd be like, Lauren, stop doing that. So I'm sure she has major issues now. Shout out to Lauren.
Shout out.
Shout out. Hey, girl. So she would wake up with these, like, crazy things. And so, and they weren't, like, the kind of scratches and bruises that you would get as a kid, like, being on the playground or, like, roughhousing with your siblings. And so her mom started, like, sleeping in the room because she was like, I don't think she's doing this to herself. I don't think this is happening. And, like, nothing would happen at night. And, like, there were sleepovers and stuff where, like, she would come and sleep with me and Taylor in her room. And she would still wake up with, like, these weird like these weird scratches and it was just bizarre. And they were in places that she couldn't really reach either, like places on her back. And eventually it got to a point where, like, also, so her dad, again, like, didn't believe in it. He was very much like, it's this, attributing it to things that I think were, like, more reasonable that he could kind of, you know, grasp. But he had this specific thing that was, like, driving him crazy, that in their backyard there was a deck, and he was convinced that he heard this scratching on the deck. And nobody else ever heard it. We were always in their backyard. Like, I never heard it. Her mom never heard it. None of her siblings heard it. And he was convinced that, like, something had to be living under there. He bought a gun because it's Texas.
Of course,
and he was like,
why not?
This is how we deal with our problems.
Just go to the goddamn grocery store with a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's on the stairs? Pew, 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 pew.
Exactly.
Yeehaw! The plaster's
cowboy
crumbling
boots
down.
And all.
Yeah, cowboy boots, 10-gallon hat.
All wearing cowboy boots.
Drinking a Lone Star. That's how I picture Texas.
Exactly.
No, I once went to Houston and it fucking sucked. Anyway.
Thomas!
No,
Jesus.
I fixed it. Shh. Don't Jesus. Yell at me.
Don't touch
all right.
it.
Thomas keeps fucking up his pop screen.
It's don't move, don't touch it, and then inevitably
I'm
you
podcasting
do.
Too hard, and sometimes there are collateral damages. But anyway, so her dad shooting guns at the staircase, yeehawing, got his darling steed on in there. I botched that one a little bit, but it's okay.
I know.
I resented the stereotype, but also played into it.
Yeah, it's Texas. I don't know. It's white people. Who's going to complain?
I hate Thomas.
Yeah.
And
he's
I
not
don't.
Wrong. Yeah. I can't fight it because he's
don't
not
encourage
wrong.
Him.
I can't help it. So he eventually hires someone to come and look under the deck. And he's like, what's living under here, right?
Nothing
is living under the deck. They're like, hey, of course something could get under here, but, like, nothing has been living here, like you're saying. It's cleared out. Like, we put traps underneath just in case, but nothing's here. And, of course, he still hears the scratching. But the thing that really ended up, like, setting him over the edge was that there was a day that he came home and, like, nobody else was home. And in, like, where her parents' bedroom was, there was this room where they had, like, all of this workout equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes home and he hears, like, the noise of the exercise bike going. And he's like, oh, like, who's home? So he goes upstairs.
Nobody.
So he goes upstairs. He still hears it. And as soon as he walks into the room, it stops. And he's like, okay, that's weird. So he leaves. He's like, okay, am I crazy? So he goes downstairs.
Wish we didn't live on a hill.
I wish it was crazy.
Now it's getting the bike going.
So he goes downstairs and he hears it again and he starts being like, hey, like, who's home? Who's here? He goes up again and he does, like,
it stops
as soon as he gets into the room. So then he was, like, convinced that the kids were playing a joke on him with the exercise bike, because that's hilarious. And he waits outside, and as soon as he leaves the room, he hears the bike again, and he waits a second, and then he bursts in. And when he goes in, all of the workout equipment was on. It wasn't moving, but all the lights were on. So it really, really stressed him out. A very fitness conscious ghost. And he just was like, that to him, I think, was the breaking point, because there was no logical explanation for him hearing that and then coming in and seeing it and being like, no one's here. This is happening. So they actually ended up, like, leaving Texas. And her mom was like, I want to move. And her dad finally sort of got on board with leaving.
Really?
Yeah, and it was, like, I think specifically because eventually when her dad was like, this is happening, and then sort of realizing, like, the physical effect that it was happening on her little sister.
Did they ever try, like, an exorcism or anything of that sort?
So her mom was really specific about, like, there were all these rules, right? So, like, one of the rules was when her mom was reading stuff, like, she never wanted to bring anything that would bring, like, a physical manifestation of this thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, she had never, when I was there, I never saw anything. Like, I didn't see, like, a silhouette. I didn't see, like, a ghost figure. It was always stuff that was sort of, like, happening around.
Mm.
So she was really, really scared to do anything that she thought could bring a physical manifestation of whatever was there.
Probably very wise, actually, demonstrating remarkable foresight.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's something about it now. And it's funny because, like, I've talked to my mom about it. And when we were little, like, of course people kind of write you off. Like, I would come back and I'd be like, Taylor's house is haunted. And my mom would be like, Okay.
Allison.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's so cute. So, but now it's funny in talking to her because she remembers a lot of that stuff. And one of the things that she talks about is she's like, I do remember them being really scared of like Bloody Mary. I'm being scared of like those sort of things.
Anything
that would like
act as a
bring,
vessel or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember too, like, I grew up in a house where, like, the kids in my neighborhood would do, like, seances, and our parents would come and, like, flash lights in the thing. So we'd be like, ooh, spooky.
See, that's whimsical.
Yeah, that's whimsy. But I do remember, like, bringing, I'm sure it was mine or the one from our house, like, bringing a Ouija board over and her mom being like, no.
Get that. Fuck, I would do the same.
Yeah, get that shit out of here. And so eventually, it did happen that, like, they wanted to leave and they wanted to go. And her mom had done all of this research about, like, how to get rid of a spirit or how to get rid of a ghost that was, like, haunting you or whatever. And because, like, the other thing was, is it was a thing of, like, it doesn't seem like it's just this house. Or it would have been happening the whole time that we lived here.
No. Did they think it was the little girl specifically? Or
They didn't. Like, it was, like, so strange because it was, like, both her and, like, the little sister and the older brother had both seen this, like, man that was leading them in their dreams or was doing something in their dreams. Yeah. And then it seemed like it started to really, like, gravitate towards her sister Lauren because it was, like, she was maybe the person who...
More vulnerable.
Yeah. Like, it always seems like it's little kids who just, like, sort of suspend belief, so they're easy targets. So her mom had found out that if you drive over water, it's supposed to be some kind of thing where, like, a spirit can't follow you. Mm. So they specifically drove to move and go to Georgia so that they could get rid of it. And I sort of, like, I mean, this was, like, a friend that I had growing up when I was in elementary school and part of middle school, and then they moved. So, like, I didn't keep up super well with her. But she ended up coming back when I was in high school, and she was like, let's meet up, whatever. And, like, the first thing that she brought up, she was like, do you remember all of that stuff that happened in my house? And it was so weird to me because it also was, like, not something that I talked about a ton. Like, it was, like, one of those, like, weird childhood things where I was like, that was really scary. And I got really freaked out about, like, if you talk about it too much, I agree with the mentality of, like, does it welcome it back in? Or, like, what does it mean when you're acknowledging that something like that is there?
I feel like it's okay to acknowledge it as long as you're like, that's there and not here.
And not here.
Yeah. Well, and I always felt like, too, it was always something that happened when I was there. Like, it was.
I'm going to get another mark.
Wait. Oh, God. We're in the middle of a story. Why, but the minute we stopped recording, both me and Allie at the same time went, what did Taylor say?
Yours was too Southern.
And also, you weren't part of it, so why the fuck
did you I'm trying to join it on the fun!
Let us have our moment!
Okay. Yeah, obviously we're friends and you're not.
I know, I'm the third wheel.
What did Taylor say?
Squeaking along, moving the grease.
So what did Taylor say?
So what Taylor said was...
Did it follow them past the water?
Oh my God. If I start talking like that, I'll never be able to stop.
I think then you should definitely start talking.
So like Taylor that. Said, so she came back and she was like, do you remember all of the stuff that happened to my house? And I was like, yeah. Definitely remember it.
No, tell me.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You crazy girl.
You're so wild. So she ended up telling me that her family felt like it followed them. Mm. Like they moved into their house and that her dad, and so I didn't know any of this. So she said that her brother was like living in the basement and had sort of like had these things where he would see things and feel really like crazy.
It's never good
about
to live
them.
In a basement. I feel like
that's the real problem.
Come on here, been like, well, I was living in the basement. So
you're like,
don't know.
General rule, don't live in the basement. Yeah.
Got it.
Noted.
Noted. So he would start, or I guess like he felt like there was something there. He sort of like had a rough patch. And then her dad specifically, she said, was just kind of off and like felt like something was there. And it was like once he was convinced that something was there, he was like, did this thing follow us? Whatever ended up happening. And then she actually ended up telling me that he died and he passed away and that her family felt like whatever it was, like killed him, and I have no idea.
Do we have a little more information about that?
How did he die?
Yeah, that's a quick jump to the end there. Wait, what
the? So the ghost killed him. No, it ended up. I guess.
Well, yeah, it kind of seems like it.
No, but so I guess when he was there, he sort of became obsessed with the fact that like something was there, and he was a little off and a little weird and a little nuttier than he had ever been before. And he ended up, I think he died, what she told me was that he died in the backyard. And that...
By the fucking deck?
Well, this was a new house. Boy. This was a new house. But he died in the backyard, and he had had, like, a massive heart attack. And he was a very healthy man. He was very, like, physically fit. And it was just, like, one of those things...
I really don't feel good now.
I know. You know, like, it was one of those things I was sitting with her.
I was like, this story's okay.
No. I was sitting with her, and I hadn't seen her in so long, and we were talking about it, and I was already getting that, like, dread feeling.
Yeah.
And then she said that, and I was like, it killed your dad.
You know what I mean? It definitely killed her dad.
I was like, oh, my God.
And does she think that?
Yeah, she said, like, the whole family sort of felt like their whatever followed them targeted him and felt like it was became a thing about
him. Then when he passed away, did it remain or?
So after that, I don't talk to her, but it seemed like after that it went away. And I don't know if that means that it was like something that her dad brought. I don't know if it means that it was like
protecting them after that or something.
Yeah, like I don't know what that means, but it's so bizarre because, like, of being of, like, a sound mind, those things that happen, I'm like, I witness those things happening, and I see it, and, like, there is this weird part of me where, like, as soon as she said it, I was like, oh, my God, I think maybe that is what happened. I don't know. It really scares me.
I don't feel scary.
Right?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
It's a lot.
That's a lot to chew over
it's
there.
It's a lot to chew on.
How are you feeling, Adley?
I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, this is the energy I wanted for the finale.
I'm going to sleep on my parents' couch.
Yeah,
tonight.
I think...
bring the mezcal over for your
mom.
Bring
the mezcal over. So, yeah, what...
okay.
Did they just move on?
I mean, I don't know. It's also...
Is there a happy ending?
I mean, I think they all live happily in Georgia. I don't know. I don't... It's also...
But
was
knowing
the thing
that
of
their
like,
dad was killed for
It's like, I would love to sit down and talk to her mom about it now, right? Like,
yeah.
Being an adult and being like... Because
She's
the
like,
way...
I killed him.
It was like, it was me! It was in the works for years.
Yeah.
But no, it's like I would love to sit down with her now because I do think it's interesting the way that she handled it with having, with like being sort of the sole believer in the house for so long about this stuff going on and handling it with having kids and like having, like I was literally always over there.
Yeah.
And so like I knew the rules and I knew the things that we were and like were not allowed to do. And I knew like we were never allowed to play these like spooky games.
Yeah.
And there was a phase where like her mom was really hell-bent on watching, like, a bunch of horror movies, and we would watch them with her because she was, like, determined to learn as much as she could about, like, what to do and what not to do, and, like...
That. That's kind of fun.
Right? Yeah. She's like, we will learn from these
stories. Well, not that fun, because their dad got killed by a ghost, but, you know...
Yeah, but, you know, like, it was almost whimsical.
This is, you know what, I'm going to officially stamp this. This is, does not go in the whimsy
this
file.
We get rid of whimsy.
There's no whimsy here.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. And it's also such a strange thing because it's like when I start to think about what I imagine when you think of a ghost or a spirit or whatever, it's like when you start to imagine that they have like the power to do something physical, like close doors or cause marks or turn on sinks. It's like that's where it really starts to freak me out. Because it's like, to what degree are you able to do something or physically harm someone or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was not a good thing.
No. And that's the other thing is, like, I feel like whenever I talk about it, it's always, like, somebody has a kind of whimsical or, like, story about a ghost who lived in their house or, like, was just there. But this was a deliberately sort of evil presence. And you could feel that even just being in the house. And I always wonder, like, what caused it to get to a point because it didn't start out that way. And I don't know what the point was.
Yeah, it's almost like a turn evil or something.
Yeah, and it's so strange. And it's not like the kind of thing where it's like, I don't... Because it didn't seem like it was about the house, it wasn't like, get out of my house. Like, that mm-hmm. kind of story that you see all the time. So I always wonder.
What makes good ghosts go bad?
We could sit and ponder forever.
I don't know if I have anything witty to say. It's a pretty harrowing tale.
I feel like it's better not to be witty right now.
Yeah.
A man Thomas. Died.
A man died.
So you could come on our podcast.
Here I am!
The sacrifices we make for content.
Oh my god.
Shit, I guess that's it. I don't know.
I'm so sorry to leave it on that.
Us.
I know.
13 episodes.
13 episodes. Lucky 13. I mean, it's a good ghost story. It's,
I know.
I feel somewhat weird. Like, a man died, so I don't...
I know.
You don't want to ask what she has to plug?
What do you have to plug?
It doesn't feel right now.
On the shoulders of your friend's dead dad, what would you like to plug?
Shut up, Thomas.
On the shoulder.
I love...
Hadley's been so mean to me today.
I bring it out of her.
I love that everyone who was laughing earlier is right now being like, oh, I don't... Oh,
it's
about
not that, right. Yeah. I know.
As if anyone laughs while they listen to our podcast. Ha ha.
Everyone's having a great time.
The iTunes commenters say it's a humorous podcast with great chemistry. And that's what we like to bring to
we do have great chemistry.
How many times have you written that in the comments?
Listen, I've never
written any of the reviews, have you?
I read them obsessively.
No, I read them. Yeah. I check every day. Mm-hmm. But I never have written...
No, I honestly,
no, we don't have any fake ones.
You guys are better than
I
that.
I did rate us 5 stars, but I did not review.
Well, but that's different. Yeah, to rate yourself than to be like, Thomas is...
I rated us 1 star.
You rate us 1 star? Yeah, you're the sole 1 star.
No, I did not.
None of the... Oh, actually, we're going to appear in an email blast from a popular podcast review site soon.
What is it?
It's called Podcast Delivery. It's this email
subscribe.
Blast for
everyone
podcast
subscribe.
Fans. And they liked the podcast and are going to shout it out in an email.
Oh, no way.
Soon.
That's so nice.
Yeah. None of the other people have gotten back to me, but I like that.
that's amazing. In due time.
Forward me that email.
I will forward you that email.
It was meant to be a surprise.
I guess. What would you like to plug?
I guess I'll plug Drunk Theater. Me and my friend Christine Young do a show. It's called Drunk Theater, where we get drunk, we write
a
play.
Podcast?
It's not.
Oh, thank God.
It's a live show. Don't worry, we're not competitors.
Right.
We're friends.
We're
friends. Yeah, we get drunk, we write a play, then we give it to our friends who are improvisers and actors, and they get drunk and perform it in front of a drunk audience. We even have a drunk music guy and a drunk person who does our lights.
Oh, going.
This sounds, well acquainted.
Oh, you guys are literally VIP for the next
one. Thank you, because I won't be paying.
You will not be paying a cent. Drunk Theater.
Yeah.
Donation basis.
Theater with an R-E and not an E-R.
Of course.
Because we're not savage.
Where can people find that online?
At Drunk Theater on Instagram.
Lovely.
I hate plugs, so I'm not gonna plug. But my friend Joey last week was very, very upset that I have shouted out other people and not him.
Yes.
Because he's like, I listen to every episode.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So shout out to Joey.
Woo,
Jesus
Joey.
Christ, here's your fucking pity shout out.
tonight.
A pity shout out.
Hey, I love you.
You know me, Mr. Content, Mr. Plug. You can follow me on Instagram, my personal at big_sad.
Mr. Plug.
I'm going to reach out.
I think you should take that one.
It's 2018.
What did Taylor say?
All right, anyway.
Stop, Chef! What did Taylor say?
You can find me on Instagram at big.
Mr. Plug
at big_sad_dad. You can follow me on Twitter at @sad_dad. Follow Merry Go Round Magazine on all the socials at MGR Magazine. Follow us. I can literally never remember our socials. I think it's @stirredspirits. Pod on Instagram and @stirredspirits on Twitter. But if you search Stirred Spirits, you'll find us. And this is the end of season one.
Just season one.
We will be returning, but I don't know. Thank you for tuning in.
It's actually been one of the highlights of my year.
This has honestly been a great time, and I look forward to this every week, and I'm eager to return. And it for something that started as a joke, this turned into kind of a nice thing.
It did. Yeah. And so if you have a story that you want to share in the pod next season, get in touch with us. You have our socials. And we're going to return with a strong season two, I think.
We will return with a strong season two.
Don't forget about us.
We know that we lied to you. We never did the Ouija board. We never went to Arizona. It's all coming.
Just you wait.
It's coming down the pipeline. But anyway, this has been a lovely time. Signing off for season one, your host, Thomas Sardarian.
Be on the lookout for Halloween content.
Oh, yes. We will have Halloween content.
All right, now do your official sign off.
Signing off for season one, it's your host, Thomas Sardarian.
And signing off for season one, it's your host, Hadley Dion.
Bye, boo.
Love you.